Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. Sometimes the world is just too bleak to contemplate, and that's when you need a top story like this one from the Bugle archives. In November 2013, a man in Russia came to the Bugle's rescue by, as we've all been tempted to at some point in our lives, if we have the required equipment, nailing his testicles to Red Square. It's issue 251, Nailing the Truth to the Floor. Here I am, with John Oliver.
Top story this week, clearly the aftermath of the typhoon in the Philippines, but I'm too emotionally strung out to talk about that at the moment, so top story this week, Russian testicle update. It's best to displace, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
Best to displace when you're struggling to cope. Here's the story that I needed, Andy, this week. A performance artist has been detained in Moscow after stripping naked and nailing his scrotum to the cobblestones of Red Square in a protest. Oh, that's better.
Yeah, the world seems right again now.
If his aim was to get people's attention, Andy, then I can only presume that worked. Mission accomplished. I mean, balls nailed, sure, but mission accomplished. The report stated that Piotr Pavlensky, 29 years old, reportedly sat for an hour and a half on the square on Sunday afternoon with a nail driven through his genitals into the ground. And I think saying that he sat was probably unnecessary in that report. I don't think anyone might have imagined that he was standing up unless he used the longest of nails, or indeed possessed the longest of balls. I can still do this. He had faced a custodial sentence of 15 days, but was freed on Monday, which, I think, I mean, that probably makes sense. I'm sure his lawyers could have made a pretty good case for him having suffered enough. he is an artist, as I say, and he called this fixation, this physical installation piece, installing himself into the ground, and said that it was an act, it was a metaphor for apathy in Russia. Fixation is definitely an enigmatic title, Andy. Personally, I'd have called it simply Man versus Balls. And I will say that... He might have intended it to be a metaphor for apathy, but that is probably the single least apathetic thing that's ever happened in human history. If you're nailing your own balls to the ground, I think you're entitled to claim you are active in politics.
Well, it just goes to show, John, how hard it is to find the perfect metaphor. And, you know, the creative mind search for the most apposite metaphor, for me, is a hunt for a leopard painted green in a supermarket coated with guacamole. And I think that just proves the point. But when working out how to express the problem of political apathy in a nation which is essentially sleepwalking its way back to totalitarianism, if I was an artist, I'm just not sure that I would have the same thought processes as this man had. I'm not sure I would think to myself, right, there's only one thing to this. I'm going to have to nail my bollocks to something. The only problem is, what? A voting booth? A scale model of the Russian parliament? A voodoo doll of Vladimir Putin? Oh, no, I'll nail my bollocks to Red Square. Oh, what shall I wear? I hate choosing clothes. Best just go with nothing. And even if I did come to that conclusion, John, that that was the best way to express my artistic and political points, I think I'd probably think there must be a plan B. There must be an almost as good way of doing this that does not involve whacking a nail through my scrotum.
He timed his act, apparently, deliberately to coincide with Police Day. And he said in a statement, when the authorities turn the country into one big prison, openly robbing the populace and channeling funds to increase and enrich the police and other security agencies, society accepts arbitrariness. And having forgotten its advantage in numbers, brings the triumph of the police state closer through its inaction. Going on to say, ow, my balls. Ow, my balls really hurt. Does anyone have any ice for my balls? What the police are doing is wrong, and Vladimir Putin, oh, God, that... it hurts slightly more than... I know this seems crazy, it hurts more than I thought it would. It seems insane. But once the adrenaline wears off, the pain kicks in. Oh, I regret nothing. I regret nothing.
These are, I mean, all good points that he made in that speech, John, as he, you know, communed with his own personal testicular Jesus. But, I just still don't see, you know, they're all artistically and all satirically and politically valid points, but I still don't see how he could say all that and then tag on the words, and therefore I've nailed my scrotum to a place of historical interest. I just don't see how it follows. And you kind of feel sorry for his mother, you know, and it's always difficult, I guess, if you're a parent, if your child decides to become an artist. It's a very precarious profession. You obviously worry about them and wonder whether they'll be able to make a go of it. And I guess when his mother... You know, when he said, do you want to come and see my latest work, Mum? And she turned up to find him with his nutsack nailed to a cobblestone. She must have said to him, can't you just do nice paintings like that Claude Monet chap?
He did such lovely flowers.
But I'm not saying, John, it wasn't a valid way of making the point about political apathy. Yeah. I'm just saying there were other options that... And also, he had to explain it. And now I think this is a problem when an artist... has to explain his work. To me, you know, the artist should produce the work and then allow others to interpret it. But I'm not sure this would necessarily have worked with this particular piece of installation art. Because, I mean, how do you interpret a man nailing his nutsack to a cobblestone in Red Square? I guess it could be a protest against the gender-based tyranny of DIY, but the artist feels emotionally emasculated by the social expectation that he has the capability to use a hammer and nails to put a shelf up. So he physically emasculates his own masculates by nailing them to the ground where no shelves can be put up. Very much a physical poem of 21st century sexual identity and societal angst. Alternatively, it could be a rebellion against religion. You know, where Michelangelo painted naked people's testicles on the ceiling of a chapel in an artistic hymn to the wonders of Almighty God, this man, Mr. Pavlensky, in a world so broken as to render the existence of a benevolent God inconceivable, nails his own testicles to the ground, which is, of course, the opposite of a ceiling and not in a chapel. Perhaps, looking at where he did it, was a call for Russia to modernise. You know, he's using old-fashioned equipment, a hammer and a nail. The hammer, of course, redolent of communism. The nail, a bit like a sickle in some ways. And the cobblestone, very much an old road surface. He's saying, Russia, you must modernise or you will end up like me with your economic testicles nailed to some old-fashioned road. Perhaps even it's a savage attack on the irresponsibility of the anti-environment lobby. We are inescapably tied to this life-giving planet, says Pavlensky, which he expresses by inexplicably nailing his life-giving balls to that planet. Alternatively, it could just be a nutcase nailing a scrotum to some cobblestones. It's very open to interpretation, John, as an artwork.
We're talking about it, Andy. Probably wouldn't have been talking about the, you know, creeping institutional abuses of Russia first this week if it wasn't for him nailing his balls into the ground and me being anxious to talk about anything other than what I'm thinking about at the moment. Now, his graphic act took place outside the Lenin Mausoleum, and there were clips of it that made their way across the internet. And Russian arts figures praised him in comments on the internet, one calling it a powerful gesture of absolute despair, and another a manifesto of powerlessness. And another said, ooh, that must have hurt. Ooh. I'm getting sympathy pangs in my balls. Is that possible? Ooh. 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 I hope it was a new nail. Ooh, I'm trying. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Right, it's just the latest in line of some very curious protests and art performance art pieces in Russia. The performance art group Voyna constructed what can only be described as an extremely post-Renaissance performance canvas in which a woman stole a chicken from a supermarket by inserting it up her, well, up her Madame Haven.
Oh, God.
I mean, that is, I guess, a slightly more obvious artistic message than nailing your scrotum to Red Square. And that message, John, for me, shoving a chicken up where arguably it doesn't necessarily need to be shoved, that message is that if you, a human being, are going to eat eggs, then logically you should be prepared to shove a chicken up your plinkster. I think that's what the message from that is.
Right. I mean, I think there's a leap there. I think there's
Maybe it's just something to do with not wanting to be charged extra for shopping bags, like some shops do now, using more natural facilities. I don't know.
That seems to fit better.
All I know, John, is I'll never have this problem with Rembrandt's art. He saw it. He painted it. He didn't make a big fuss.
I know what you're thinking now. I also want to listen to a newer episode of The Bugle. Well, I'm not going to stop you, and nor is the internet, where it is currently available via thebuglepodcast.com or wherever you or anyone else gets their podcasts from.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.